Okay? James, just give me one moment here.
Hi, James. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
All right. It's good to hear, sir. Happy holidays. Hopefully it's already here, huh?
Yeah.
So, creeped up on us pretty quickly. I don't know about you, but for me, it definitely did. I'm like, where'd this year go?
Oh, yeah. It always does.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, James, I had Dan just send over some information to catch the speed here a little bit. Try and stay pretty local if you can, with and targeting just the residential work. Is that pretty correct?
Yeah, I usually target residential repaints.
Okay, perfect. So
interior residential repaint.
I was just going to ask that. Yeah, so because we want to make sure, like, all the calls will come directly to you. They're not going to go through a third party or middleman. So at the exact moment that the customers are looking for those specifics of the services that you provide, we want to make sure you're there to capture them, okay? Whether it's on the first page of Google, local directories like Yelp, Yahoo, or Bing, wherever they're looking, we want to make sure you're there for them, okay? And it's not about getting a lot of calls. I hope you didn't get the wrong idea on this so far here, but it's about the quality of the call, right? Making sure it's the customers that you actually want to spend your time with, which ultimately bring most profits as well too, okay? Not wasting your time there. So, James, before I dive into the pricing here, I'm sure you're going to love that, but because Dan, he put in more than a 50% off promotional rate for you. Did you have any questions regarding the program itself, what's included, or how things work in general?
Well, I actually, to this point, I don't really know anything about what you guys do or anything in that regard.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Okay. I'll start from the top, man. All right. So we're a premier Google channel partner. Google doesn't reach out, you know, directly, unless you're a multi-million, billion-dollar company, right? So they have these tiers of partnerships to do that for them to get brand exposure for their businesses. We're the highest tier partnership that we earn that spot. You can't buy it, right? It's depending on how much money you put into the companies that you partner with and their results. So we are a very result-driven company, and we have a 4.9 star rating out of 5 for customer satisfaction. That's how we earn that spot. We are month-to-month, no contracts. What we do is we make sure that customers, as long as they're within your service radius, are typing in on Google or these other directories, let's say exterior painter near me or extravagant painting, or, you know, any of these keywords, we want to make sure your business is one of the top recommended options for them to call you at that moment. 90% of that revenue is by decisions on the first page of Google. There are tons and tons, as you know, of pages on Google, but I don't know. I feel like a lot of people either don't care to look at the second page or third page, or they just don't know it exists, right? So,
well, and there's a lot of algorithms too that don't, you know. Anyway, there's things that prevent you from getting ahead of somebody else based on how you've been put into that system anyway. You know, you could have, you might not have all the keywords that somebody has. You might not have, you know. I mean,
there's some tricky stuff out there. Yep.
It's changed since I was in marketing and graphic design in the past, and it's changed so much since then because I came up through the .com revolution.
Okay.
2001, 2002.
Okay, there
you go. We were spending all of our time in our marketing company trying to convince people it was safe to buy things online. Safe to say we were a little bit ahead of the curve back then, you know, like we were, I'm not putting my credit card online. Okay. You will.
I love it, man. All right. So I don't have to like, you know, dumb things down pretty much, right? You have a concept. The difference is from back then until now. Back then it was more of like, the more directories you're on, the higher rankings it'll help for your algorithms and getting up to the top page, right? Not the same anymore. Actually, it's just purely like just two things, and it's not in order, but a lot of reviews and also the traffic. So the more they're clicking and finding your business name, that's where it's at. And that's what we specialize in is just the traffic on there. I mean, you've been around for what, 10 years now already? So for this company?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just keep doing what we're doing. I highly doubt that you got 10 years in the company because of luck, right? It's because of the work you do and the quality of work. So that's why I'm not afraid to say, all right, yeah, just keep doing what you're doing. The reviews will come along. Now, does that mean if you have zero reviews that you can't get up there in the first page? Not at all. Me personally, you know, I've helped businesses with through local splash here. Get them up on the first page of Google, actually on the top spot. Now, I don't want to promise you that we're going to get you number one placement, but I can say that it has been done without any reviews in their areas. But it also does vary very much depend on your area and the type of services too. So that's why I want to be very careful with saying that, you know. But yeah.
Let me approach this from a different angle.
Sure.
Because if I told you what I was looking for, then you could tell me if what you think you have would match what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I started off with Angie's List back in the day, okay? It was Angie's List.
How'd that go?
I still utilize that.
Okay.
Well, until the merger with IAC, until IAC bought them, it was going extremely well. And here's why, right? Here's my whole thing, right? I have a debt-free business, debt-free company, debt-free person. I earned my reputation on the quality of the work that we did and the way that we treated people.
Okay.
But I was rewarded through Angie's List for exactly that thing.
Okay.
All right? Like, so if you want to cultivate an employee, right, at your job, then you want Dan to be your best guy or whoever. You're trying to, you know, raise people up into positions of leadership or whatever, expand. And what is the reward system going to be predicated on? Well, what I feel like what it should be predicated on is the work that you do, you know, not just how hard you work and the effort you put in, because that doesn't really count. The results and, you know, the results from the work that you do and how hard you work and the type of results and how those results translate into you're helping us build a bigger company. Therefore, we are rewarding you with this result. I've always felt that way. It's a very honest way of doing things. The guy who does the best work and the guy who has the best reputation ought to get the nod when it comes to who you recommend paint your house. But it doesn't work that way, unfortunately, anymore.
Yeah.
It has a component of that. There's a component. They kept the component of it, which is people give you good reviews. You will maintain, you will be high in the rankings of maintaining, you know, your leads and how many you get and how whatever, you know, like we'll keep you in the loop.
Okay.
But back in the day, it was all about the leads. Not only that, people had to pay to be a part of it.
Mm.
It was exclusive. When you open up the door to everybody and it's free, the value goes down. The reason Angel's List worked is because you had to pay $25 a month for a membership, and then people who were serious paid for it. $25 is nothing.
I was going to say, yeah.
But that was also, under the auspice of, we're paying $25 because we want to get qualified people.
Right. Yeah.
Versus not, I want a good contractor because I've been burned. But when it's free for the customer, there's nothing that says this is exclusive. There's nothing that says this is great. And the customer should hold Angie's List accountable if they did pay money and they did have a bad experience.
Right.
But once IAC bought them, and they own HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor, I feel like the way HomeAdvisor ran their whole entire marketing campaign was just, and the way they built their people, the way they charge for that, pay by leads, lead generation service, like screw that. I would never do that.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing in the world. All it does is it incentivizes these guys who can't really keep work based on their reputation. They get on there, they turn on their leads, they get a few leads. They're out there, they do a couple jobs, they turn off their leads, but they're not booked out 4 or 5 months like I am. They're not, you know, and you know, a lot of these guys owe money to HomeAdvisor because they forgot to turn off their leads, and HomeAdvisor's out there charging them $50 every time a lead comes their way, whether they can use it or not.
Right.
And not only that, they're sharing those leads with other people.
Yes. Yeah.
So the other thing is, you know, now the platform with Angie, Like, I got a guy the other day who sent me a request for a cabinetry refacing job. I responded to the request, and his, I mean, it was within minutes of when it came out. And his response to me was, please quit texting me.
Really?
What that tells me is that they are sharing these leads across tons of platforms.
Oh, yeah.
And they have other companies who are paying for these things. And false customers. I bet you my bottom dollar that I could go back to knocking on doors with a smile and a handshake and beat the shit out of the quality of leads I get from any other source. And the reason being is that so many people have now figured out that lead generation services are bullshit, and they're selling my information across all these platforms. And then I'm at work with my phone overheating because I got 40 text messages, 5 voicemails, and, you know, all these, you know, link messages to these platforms. And it's like, now they got to pick through 40 different people when, you know, and you're paying, I'm paying a monthly fee for this. And so are all these other people. They're making money hand over fist. And since the people like me, you know, most of the guys that are on my end of it, they have no idea what's going on the other end of it. But I guess what I do, I grab all my customers aside who use the platform that I use, and I ask them what happens. Tell me what the experience is like when you call into Angie, what happens when you do that. And then when I get that information and I find out that it's a whole bunch of bullshit, I get pretty pissed.
Well,
because
who wouldn't?
I'm paying what I think is a lot of money for not that much quality of a service now. And that makes me mad. But since I have an impeccable reputation and I can't control the fact that I built it on there, I have one of the best. I mean, you could look it up if you want. You can look up Pearson Professional Painting on DMG and you can see my reputation on there.
Well, I've already been looking and everything, sir. I'm with you. And, you know, okay, let's put it this way. We wouldn't be able to have this conversation if you didn't have a good reputation. With this, and I hope I'm not cutting you off on this one, I'm very intrigued on this whole information as well, too, because it tells me more about you, your company, and how we can help as well, too, right? And I don't know if you know this, but Angie's, they're very open about telling you this part. Most of their leads are actually coming from Google anyway. What happens is, they'll buy a lead, regardless if it's a cold, hot, warm lead, where a customer says, all right, they'll type in, as an example here, you know, let's say interior painters near me. Well, who knows when they type that? They buy that lead, they give it and sell it to you and several other businesses, just like you said. And everyone pays for that lead, regardless if they talk to them or not, or even get the job or not. And I feel like this next part is my personal opinion. But if I was a customer that knows this, that's a member of Angie's, it's kind of built in my mind already as saying, hey, as soon as I type in painters, I'm going to get a bunch of calls, so I might as well just pick the person that gives me the lowest bid instead of getting the person that's going to give me the quality of the work, right? Which will eventually come down to it afterwards because they're not going to be happy with the
work. I'm going to start going through, either that or I'm going to start going through people I know to find a painter because
exactly.
The second you get a credit ding that you are looking to buy a house, you know, or you go through a mortgage lender, you're going to have, your phone's going to blow up. It's going to melt. You're going to get so many mortgage brokers calling you for the next 5 days.
True.
And I ask every single one of them, I'm like, do you think that customers actually appreciate this? Like, does anybody in the business world have that figured out yet? I mean, it's pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so pathetic that there's all these people like, hey, like, it's like when you go to the zoo and they have that, like, little fish pond where you pay 25 cents and then you get all the little bits of food and you throw it out there into the pond and all the fish are just like, blah, 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 and they're just, you know, fighting over each other to get every little piece of scrap that they can get. That's what the marketing world has become right now on these platforms, and it's disgusting to me.
So,
like,
you nailed it.
As long as you pay for it, as long as you pay for it, you're encouraging it.
So
as long as I keep paying for it, I'm encouraging it.
The demand is there for that, then okay, it's always going to be something, right? Let me cut this short. Let me shoot straight with you here. When it comes to what we do, what separates us from that is it's a Google policy where we take very seriously here, actually. So let's say you joined with our family. We don't and cannot work with anyone else that does what you do within a 50-mile radius. Okay, that way, and also there's no contracts. So just with that being said, you already know every single month we're going to make sure to stay in good communication with you, make sure we're doing our job, making sure you're going to return our investment, because if not, there's no cancellation fees either. So if you decided to leave early on, then we just lost a ton of time and efforts and money too on our business end, right? So
right.
Every time we need to make sure that you're seeing a good return. If not, then there goes another customer, right? So that's another thing. Not only that, from a perspective of your point of view, it would be you would notice the call volume drop. You'll notice that you're rotating on Google. That goes against everything we stand for, if that was the case. So that is with a lot of other companies that claim that they say, that, oh, yeah, we'll get you on first page of Google. Sometimes they may take 6 months, 9 months even. And let's say they did magically get you there, but then you start rotating, and that's the main reason why. It's because they don't have that policy. They're not a premier partner. So that's a huge difference of that. Now, we don't charge you per call, per click, per lead, nothing like that. It is a flat rate. You cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you want. You can actually keep track of all your analytics by a dashboard that we fully developed for you, fully customizable. You'll see the customers where they're calling from, their phone numbers. In case you missed them, you can call them back. You can see even the keywords being used on Google, what's not working. And it's not like you're married to them either. You can actually change those keywords out yourself, or you can have our team that will be available for you Monday through Friday to go ahead and do that for you. So we're going to get you covered on many different bases here, not just on Google, other local directories, and also, I'm not sure if you're doing this yet, but are you doing any type of social media for the business, like Facebook or anything like that?
I just have never had to.
Never had? Well,
so
then there you go.
My other theory is this, okay, from a marketing and graphic design background.
Yeah.
People used to pay me, right,
mm-hmm.
come up with all of their signage, their logos, their website, all these, like, you know, business suite packages, right?
Yeah.
And developing their brand, their identity.
Sure.
Interestingly enough, what winds up happening to the business owner or whoever's in charge of that, if you have all these outlets for information to come into you, you have to manage those outlets. You have to pay attention to those outlets. Like, the reason I'm not really on, I mean, I'm on social media, but the reason I'm not on it every day, the reason I don't have IG, the reason, I have a Facebook, but the reason I'm not on it every day. And I used to be, I used to have a marketing company, and I had 7,000 or 8,000 friends before it was cool. You know, like, it was something that, like, I was using it as a platform to try to build my business.
Yeah.
So, I was using it as, like, people use LinkedIn now. And
okay.
The thing is that, you know, I kind of like to create a funnel, right, where I'm at the bottom and everybody else is at the top. And all of the information flows to me so that I don't have to go and get it. I don't have to – I mean, already currently I have my email address, right? You got to check that every day. You got to check your emails. You got to check all your texts. You got to check your voicemail.
A lot.
You got to check your Angie. And by the time you just go through four or five things and you deal with three or four people or leads and you get back to them, there's an hour of time. Easy.
Yeah.
An hour by the time you fit, maybe more, especially if you're calling them and you get them in a conversation. Now I'm building bridges. Now I'm creating relationships. There's hours to do just that. On top of it, you're going to try to manage a website with content, manage this, manage that. Now, granted, Angie has platforms that you can put your content on, and they will put it out there for you, right? I just did that the other day. I sent 6 or 7 projects over. They're going to put them all up. Whatever. Okay, I don't care because I already know.
Okay.
I already know what I'm basically going to get there. So anything more is not bad. And don't get me wrong. When Angie's List was in its purest form, it was beating everything at death. But obviously that's why it was able to be sold for a lot of money, and it was very desirable. But the thing is, they didn't, IAC and the parent company, they didn't adopt fully the same process. And I just explained it to them the other day, like, this is why things aren't going well for you guys. I can already tell. You have a new vice president. He came in and said a whole bunch of stuff's going to change. It's like, well, no shit. But I told you this was going to happen a long time ago. But I'm just a painter. What do I know?
Well, they got to listen to their customers. Right. I was going to say, you know, if you really want to do well, got to listen to the customers. You know, you got to listen to your clients, the people that have been there for a while that know what they're doing. You know, so.
Well, people used to say that, yeah, if you get, you know, one guy once told me on Home Advisor who tried to get me on his platform. He said, well, you know, businesses like yours can't survive without us. And I'm like, I think you got that wrong. I think businesses like yours can't survive without us.
Right.
You know, let me paint a picture. Not that anybody would do it. Not that anybody would do it. But if everybody who puts their products on Amazon.com right now decided to have a massive boycott, what would happen to Amazon?
Right, exactly.
If everybody that sold their stuff on Amazon now went on strike, Amazon might have a hostile takeover. It's over.
Oh, yeah.
It's Twitter. It's over. It's totally over. So, Jeff Bezos could find himself completely upside down if that's what – if everybody said we're not going to sell shit on your website anymore for a week. Like,
oh, yeah.
Whew. Billion.
It's a hard hit.
Down the drain. It'd be like, and if you want to screw around, we'll do it again. But that they're not going to do that. But it's one of those things where it's like, okay, I do understand the value of what I'm looking for. I am looking for a place where my reputation – it's allowed to stand on its own. And
you
if I want to compete with any other company in the world of marketing services, I want to compete on two things. My reputation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the longevity of the quality of the work that I've done, right? So quality of work and the reputation with the business and my name, like in our customer satisfaction, you know, our reviews. That's all I want to compete on. I'll compete on that all day long. I can compete on price. Why? I'm debt-free. I can underbid anybody because I don't have to have as large a profit margin as you guys do, but I do have a large profit margin because you all got truck payments and car payments and lines of credit and shit like that that I don't have. So when the shitty times come and the prices actually have to drop to maybe get the job, I can still do the job for less price and still pay my bills.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else might just go out of business. It's like that's why I did it that way because I built my business through 2007, 8, 9. I saw that happen and I thought, nope, you have to be recession proof. Recession proof is have no debt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No debt. That's the goal. You know, and if you're already starting off with that, then you're so far ahead of the game.
Well,
no, I hear you.
You know, so. This is my philosophy. Now you understand. And I know we may not complete this conversation today, although I would love to. Here's the thing. I need to know what your packages are. I just got to my house. I just pulled in. I've been talking to you all my way home. I'm also about to make an offer on a piece of land in Eastern Ohio in the next 10 minutes with my realtor. So I have got to craft an offer. So I have to go, but you have my email address?
I do not. That I don't.
Okay. My Gmail is the letter J, Pierson, 2828@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yep, jpearson2828 at Gmail. So, yeah, I mean, I like everything you're saying. Okay. So if it is what you say it is, and I have no reason to believe it's not, it sounds like what you're saying fits more of the thing I like. The idea of month to month. I like the idea of no extended contracts or no cancellation fees if stuff isn't good. I already pay, I'm month to month currently now, but I'm grandfathered in because I've been with the company when they made their transition. If I had to pay for what I get now through Angie, it'd be more expensive.
Sure.
I think. I don't know how much more.
Probably will.
But it'd probably be more expensive.
Yeah.
But that's the thing too that I have to consider.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to pay double what I pay now, or 1.5 times or whatever, and if I get way more leads currently, and out of those leads I sift through them, because what I do with Angie's List is what I do with anybody that's going to send me. If you send me your best friend, I'm going to make them the happiest people they've ever met. And then I'm going to meet their best friend if you're not their best friend, or I'm going to meet their other best friend. And then I'm going to meet their aunts or uncles. And then I'm going to start building a tree of business through that one person. I'm going to build a referral tree for one guy. I do that with every Angie's customer. So I try to make sure I'm the person they're calling back for the next thing.
Yes, sir.
And that way I don't have to keep paying for it. So I should actually be the point where I don't have to really market for business. I don't think I'm there yet. I don't think I ever will be, because I think it's fine to keep that around. I think it's fine to have the ability to expand as well. And that's the thing. If I did want to expand my business anytime in the near future, we don't have any choice. We're going to have to take on marketing partner.
Yeah, and that's something we can help.
This one sounds like it might be better. And I would like to see how I would like to see what it looks like to switch from what I'm doing to switching to what you guys are doing. I would like to see what that picture looks like. You know what I mean? I'd like to see the metrics on it. Like, if I ask Angie's to pull me up the metrics, like, how many jobs do you sell in this region? How many do you sell in that region? What were they for? How many painters do you have in that region? How many leads are going out to that region? Like, they can tell me all that information.
Okay.
And they always have.
Good.
So I really dissect things like that. I like to get into the nerd shit about it. But I really appreciate you taking the time to explain this to me and kind of understand where I'm coming from, because I've been with Angie's List for 10 years, right? So when I made a decision to go with them, that's where I've been, right? I usually will make a decision and it takes some time to get to it. But once I make it, I probably don't change it that often.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's
like,
because
you
made a wise decision on
it. For a long time.
I was going to say, yes, sir. Well, I want to make sure I at least do this before I let you go here, James. You know, I didn't even get to go over the pricing with you. And I think it's a lot more affordable than you think, to be honest. So, and it's for the life of you being with us, grandfathered in, okay? No matter how many calls and jobs, it does not matter. You stay at the promotional rate that the gentleman you spoke to earlier, he put in here for you.
Yeah.
And when I apply it brings it down more than 50% off. I'm not lying. So the pricing is at $249 month to month, and it's a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming. So you're getting started as an initial investment, $348, but it always stays month to month at $249 no matter what. And just like I said, you keep track of all your analytics, team behind you, everything. And that's including everything we spoke about, plus more. We didn't get the time to talk too much here, but as far as what it includes.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
That sounds – okay, I'll be honest with you. I'm shocked. That's better than I thought it was going to be.
Really? Okay. All right. Yes, sir. I'm shocked to hear that too from you, because we usually get it's a little higher in the pricing, but like I said, we're a results driven company. But I
that's
can't take
hard.
Credit for this pricing. I really can't. So
that's not. Let me say it this way: if I get 5 leads a month from that, but they only came to me and I didn't compete anywhere else for them, and they didn't have to, and they don't tell me that their phone blew up all day at work, and they're already mad that they even decided to go online to look for a painter.
Right.
Or go through a lead generation service company. I'm telling you, it's funny, but I've been saying this to my partner for a long time. Like, dude, we should just start a lead. We should just do this whole marketing thing ourselves, because I know how it will work.
Yeah.
I know what people want.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want what they're getting, but since they didn't have another option, that's what they got to deal with.
Right.
Sounds like you guys are a little different.
Yeah, with us, a little bit different on there, sir. And I'm putting everything in writing. I'm sending this over to you, so you have the everything that we discussed is in there.
Okay.
And to also with the pricing in there as well too. So yeah.
Is it possible we can talk tomorrow?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Is it possible we can talk
time.
Tomorrow? I'm gonna put my Bose headphones on tomorrow.
Okay.
So I'll have my earbuds in. I can talk while I'm painting.
Okay.
Cause I want to talk about regions. I want to talk about, if you said a 50 mile radius, a 50 mile radius looks like this. There are fingers in 50 miles of where I want to go, but there is not everything in that circle I want to have, because it encompasses regions that you know. I just went out to one the other day. Salt of the earth people, God love them. But they do not have the money to do what they're asking me to do. Not even close. And
okay.
I've seen a lot of these houses where it's like, you know, if they had the money, they're, because I'm not one of these people who charges less in a shitty neighborhood and charges more in the richest neighborhood in the Cincinnati area. I don't give people the Indian Hill tax when I'm in Indian Hill, but I don't lower my prices when I go to Hamilton either. And the house in Hamilton is twice as hard to work on as the house in Indian Hill, because the house in Indian Hill has maid services. It's cleaned, you know, two to three times a week. It's gigantic, so there's room to move around in. And since everything's already in pretty nice shape, it's, you don't have to resurrect it. You don't have to restore it. Nice things are easier to paint than crappy things.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Crappy things take lots of time, lots of work, and you're kind of polishing a turd. And then at the very end of the day, the person who's paying for it, it took such a high percentage of their income to pay for that. They might have saved up for a year to do it, and it still doesn't look that great. Because it can't be that great. The only way it could be great is if we tear the whole thing down and start over.
Yeah. No,
because
I agree.
It can't get much better. And it's frustrating, and I've explained this to people who live in these situations, and I explained to them, this is, you know, this is what you need to prepare yourself for. I could do this work. But you're thinking what it's going to look like in the end is going to be awesome. And what I'm telling you is it's not. It can't be. I've done this. Rather than take your money and have, you know, a messed up experience because your expectations are higher, I think you need to recalibrate your expectations and then decide if this is what the, what you really want to do. I think you can make it nice. I just don't think you can make it what you think you can make it. And, you know, they don't want to hear that, but at the same time, they appreciate the fact that I slow it down and I'm honest with them.
Yeah.
Because I don't want your money. Last thing I want to do is, you know, they say that wealthy people are materialistic, but there's two ways to look at that. If a kid breaks a lamp and you make 30 grand a year and a kid breaks a lamp in the living room, that $50 lamp, that's like, we just don't have that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. You're grounded. It's a fight. It's an argument. It's something. But if a kid breaks a lamp and you make millions of dollars a year, the first thing you ask is, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Did you cut yourself?
Yes, sir. The mindset's different. Yes, sir. I agree.
The mindset's different. Yeah. And then if you go to a place where somebody might kill you just for the shoes that you're wearing, I'd say that's pretty materialistic.
Right.
Yes, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna
so, I mean, I get like, I kind of, we kind of specialize in, because I don't really say no to that many people, you know, to be shocked. I don't cherry pick jobs. I feel like people who are down and out need just as good a job, if not better, than the people who hire people all day, and they could almost care less, actually. They just write checks, so they don't even look at the work when we're done. It's crazy. They're just like, oh, okay, you're done? All right, here you go, 16 grand. Have a good day.
Well,
they don't, I don't even know
though,
if they look at it.
Here's the thing, though, James, and I'm glad that you're mentioning these things, because this is how I know you're going to do very well with this, because think about this. We're flexible within that 50-mile radius. It does not mean you have to use all of it. If you want to target specific counties, zip codes, cities, and modify it during the seasons if you wanted to, we can do that. That's included in the package. So it's not like you're married to a 50-mile radius. You have to use all of it. No, not at all. And that's why we have a team available for you Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., your time, just to make sure to keep everything up to date, communicate with you, making sure we're getting the results that you're looking for, calls from those specific
areas. Where
are
you guys based out of?
So Fountain Valley, California is where our headquarters is at. We are nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the East Coast. Well, I'm in Pennsylvania right now. I'm on the East Coast with you. So, but yes, we're everywhere. We have this, yesterday is our 19th year anniversary. So we've been at this for quite some time now.
So here's what's interesting. Okay. Here's what I need to know.
Yeah.
Like Houzz.com, right? You're familiar with Houzz.
Yeah.
Big company on the West Coast, big company on the East Coast. And they don't do anything in the Midwest. Now, granted, they market here.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my questions to Houzz, and the reason I never went with them, even though they're the architectural digest of these types of lead generation companies, I mean, they've been around for a long time. And they showcase the finest houses and the finest work. But there aren't people in the Midwest who have a four-bedroom house who just have paint and trim, and it's not even that nice. what they think it is, because they live in a 4,000 square foot house that's just paint and and some trim.
Right.
That's it. There's nothing architectural to it. My father was an architect, by the way. My mom was an interior designer, so I kind of have like a you know, a little bit of an understanding of that. But the thing is that they don't. They think they got the. I mean, in the Midwest, man, that's living. You know what I mean? Like, oh, God, I got a 4,000 square foot Ryan home. Yeah, it's gonna rot from underneath you, but yeah, it's great. You spent $500,000 on a box, but it has no character. It has nothing. But these people, you know, all they really need are paint jobs on walls, and then they're not gonna get on house.com and look at something in Huntington Beach, California, and be like, this is what I want to do in my house. You can't. It doesn't even relate. And I asked them, and they were like, well, we're going to make you our premier guy in Cincinnati. And I'm like, okay, let me ask you this. How much marketing and how much R&D and marketing are you putting into this region? Are you spending any money in Cincinnati actively on billboards, commercials, name brand recognition? Are you promoting your own business in this region? And if the answer is no, which it was, I'm like, that's why I'm not going with you.
Right. That's a scary because thought, especially for that. Because, yeah.
And because here's why. Angie's List was based out of Indianapolis.
Right.
Cincinnati was a test market. For everything new that they unrolled, Cincinnati was their test market. So I got the best, the fastest, before anybody else in the country got it. That's why I picked them, too. Because they're right down the road. They're a local name brand around here.
Yeah.
People know this, you know? They're an hour and a half away in Indianapolis.
Right.
So that matters as to how well you're going to do with a marketing service.
Yeah. Well, in that sense,
if you're not putting your money
agree.
In the region, why the hell should I put my money into your business?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, the best part about what we do is if you look us up, you'll see we're always number one, right, for marketing, things like that. I mean, why say we could do this for so many people and then not do it for our own selves, right? So I get that. And when you look us up, you'll see that. But when it comes down to what your point is, yeah, you're 100% right when it comes to those type of directories and companies. For what we do, though, our main goal is not to present ourselves in any way. You won't see our business when they type in, you know, this. We're our goal. That's means that we didn't fulfill our goal because we're mainly to present you. So we're putting everything.
That's why I like
you
guys are behind the scenes and you are just basically putting me. See, Google's everywhere. Google's in your pocket.
Yeah.
Google's on your it's on your kitchen table. It's on your Alexa. So So Angie's List is not on my kitchen table. It's not everywhere. You have to cognitively go to it.
Sure.
Right? You have to choose it. Mm-hmm. Home Advisor, all these other places, you have to go to it. Google is where you go to Home Advisor, you know?
It is.
And that's why I was making the whole point, and that's why I was upset with, like, where I've turned down so many of these opportunities, because they just, you know, I know what they're going to do, and I'm sorry, but, like, I feel like I should sit on the boards of some of these damn companies and be like, listen, guys, this isn't that hard to figure out. If your goal is just to make money, no matter how your business looks, acts, feels, or what it does to other people, God bless you. I don't need to be here. You can figure out how to do that yourselves. But if you actually want to be the biggest, baddest, badass, awesome name, where maybe you're not even the biggest company and you don't make the most money, but you are held in the highest of regards and you're the most professional and everybody has something good to say about you, there's a way of doing that. And it's kind of more along the lines of what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
So, let's talk tomorrow.
Okay. Let's make this happen.
I do
have to go now. I was going
to
say, I've eaten too much of your time here. Tomorrow, what time works for you? So I'm not blowing your phone. I want to be respectful as well.
It'd be probably between, I'd say, 10 and 11, between there.
Okay.
10 and 11 a.m.
All right. How about call in the middle? Let's do like 10:30. Is that all right with you?
That works.
All right. I'll give
that's
you 10:30 in the morning. Give you a call. All right.
Yeah.
If you have any questions.
If I'm on the other line, are you calling me? You won't be calling me from a cell phone, but if I'm on the other line because I might be in a land purchase situation, I'll call, whatever number you're calling me from, can I call it back or text it?
1,000%. Yes, sir. And then if I don't reach you on the first call, I'll leave a voicemail with my direct line and extension just in case. But either number you contact, just ask for John. Everybody knows me here. So they'll transfer you right over to me.
Are you a J-O-H-N or a J-O-N?
J-O-N. No H.
Are you a Jonathan?
I actually am. Yes, sir.
Jonathan.
Yes, sir.
My brother's a Jonathan, and it's J-O-N.
Hey, not too many like that. I like it. All right.
No, there aren't. That's why I asked.
Yes, sir.
All right, man.
All right, James.
You have a good night.
Pleasure. You too. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.